morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. The Bible even tells us about things that have not yet occurred that will happen in history. It is so amazing to see many of these prophecies even begin to be fulfilled, or at least we see the stage set for how they will be fulfilled in ways that we could have never imagined even 100, 200 years ago. I'm going to be talking about some of those things this week. Today, I'm still focusing on some of the difficulties that come from Matthew 24, verse 34. This is in a chapter where Jesus is giving his teaching on end-time events, and he says, "Truly I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened." And the question is, well, Jesus, what do you mean this generation won't pass away until all these things have happened? You mean your coming? You mean the end of the age, as you talked about earlier in the chapter? Well, this generation, the generation of Jesus, his disciples, they all died out. That time is long gone. It's been nearly 2,000 years, and you still haven't come. So what do you mean, Jesus? So this verse has been used to kind of undermine that the Bible is something we can trust, and I'm addressing that in more detail today. So what I've told you is that when Jesus says this generation, I do believe he means within the lifetime of the disciples. A generation usually means 40 years in the Bible. We see several examples where generation refers to 40 years. And so Jesus is saying from 33 AD, when he's giving this prophecy, it will be within 40 years that all these things take place. The question is, what are these things that are to take place? And this is where critics of the Bible don't pay good attention to the whole passage and the context in which this occurs. So Jesus talks about various signs that his coming is near. I'm going to go through some of those in a little bit. And then he says, by verse 30, he says, "Then will appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then all the peoples of the earth will mourn when they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven." Some people try to say that this coming is kind of symbolic or takes place in heaven. No, Jesus is very clear. It's going to be visible. It's going to be in the clouds. It's going to be all peoples of the earth will see him. I believe he will come to Jerusalem. It will be a visible, literal second coming of Jesus. That's what Jesus teaches in this passage. And then he says this, "Learn this lesson from the fig tree." This is verse 32 of Matthew 24. "As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near." So Jesus says, hey, when is my coming going to be? When is every eye going to see me? All the peoples look at me as I come in the clouds. Jesus says, hey, when you see the signs, and those are the things that Jesus outlined in Matthew 24, and they include earthquakes, famines, they include wars, rumors of wars, they include false messiahs, and then specifically it includes the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem. Jesus talks about that in Matthew 24, verses 15 through 20. When will those things take place? He says, whenever they happen, know that my coming is near. Know that the time of the end of the age is near. And so Jesus says in verse 33, "Even so, when you see all these things, you know that it is near," right at the door. Well, what are these things Jesus refers to in this verse? It cannot include his actual coming and the actual end of the age. No, he's talking here about the signs that his coming is near. He says, when you see all these things, you know it is near. Well, if he's including his second coming here, then what he's saying essentially is, when you see the second coming, you know the second coming is near. Well, that doesn't make any sense. Obviously, the second coming is near when you see the second coming. So what Jesus is saying here is, when you see all the signs I've told you about, including the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem, then you know that my coming is near. And that's what immediately precedes verse 34. Verse 34, he says, "Truly I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened." What are these things? The signs. He's saying, disciples, within your lifetime, within 40 years, all of the signs that are necessary, that must take place before my coming can occur, will have occurred. Meaning my coming will be near. It will be right at the door. And then he goes on to say, but. And you've got to pay attention to the but as well. Verse 36, Jesus says, "But about that day and or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father." So Jesus says all the signs are going to take place within 40 years. And by the way, that's amazingly accurate prophecy. This is one of the things that confirms to us that Jesus must be the Messiah, the Christ. This is the sign of Jonah. Jesus said he would fulfill the sign of Jonah. Jonah came into Nineveh preaching 40 days and Nineveh will be destroyed. Jonah came in preaching and warning of God's judgment. And the people repented and God chose not to destroy the city. Jesus came preaching in Jerusalem and he is essentially here preaching within 40 years. And Jerusalem will be destroyed. He talked about that in more detail in chapter 23. Within 40 years, Jerusalem will be destroyed. And Jesus says, "And you did not repent." You know, he said, you know, Jesus elsewhere in the Gospels says, "The people of Nineveh repented at the preaching of Jonah, but now someone is greater," meaning myself, "now a greater prophet is here preaching repentance, and you refuse to repent." And so within 40 years, that's the completion of the sign of Jonah, within 40 years, Jerusalem will be destroyed. And indeed it was. By 70 AD, the temple was destroyed. Jerusalem was destroyed. It was just within that 40-year window, just as Jesus predicted. And from that time on, Jesus is saying all the signs were fulfilled. His coming is near, right at the door. But, Jesus says, that doesn't mean it's going to actually happen right then. Jesus says you can't know the day or the hour. Jesus says in verse 37, "As it was in the days of Noah, so will it be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage up to the day Noah entered the ark." Well, I believe from Genesis 6 that God gave Noah 120 years to build the ark. And Noah preached and warned the people about the coming flood, and they laughed at him, they ridiculed him, they said, "Hey, it's been over 100 years now. What are you talking about a flood coming?" In other words, there was a delay. God announced a coming judgment, but there was a long delay. Jesus is saying that's how it's going to be with the coming of the Son of Man. It's not going to be expected. People will begin to think it's not going to happen. And Jesus says, "Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come." So everything in this passage in Matthew 24, following our key verse in 34, that this generation will not pass away until all these things have happened, everything is focused on how there's going to be a delay. In fact, a rather lengthy delay is the indication we get. He's going to be near right at the door. Not much else has to happen for his coming to actually take place. But he's not going to actually come until some unexpected time. And that's indeed exactly what we've seen. Within a generation, before that generation passed away, all the signs were fulfilled. Whether we're talking about earthquakes, false messiahs, we're talking about wars and rumors of war, and the destruction of the temple itself, all of the things Jesus talked about as signs that had to take place were fulfilled. And the book of Acts, even in the Bible, records all these different events, including the gospel being preached to all nations. And there it's a, I believe, a biblical understanding of nations, the nations that were part of the Tower of Babel. God created 70 nations back in Genesis 11. And someone from all those nations even heard the gospel preached by 70 AD. So every sign Jesus spoke about in Matthew 24 was fulfilled within a generation. Since that time, his coming has been near, right at the door, but we don't know exactly when it will be, and we have to be ready and keep watch, because it's going to be a delay. And that's indeed what we've seen. There has been a delay. It is incredible how down to every detail Jesus' prophecies have been fulfilled, even within the time frame he set up, within 40 years, and it was just under 40 years it was fulfilled. And that tells us we can take his prophecies that deal with our future very seriously. There is going to be a second coming. There is going to be all these events that the Bible talks about that happen at the time of his second coming. And I'm going to talk beginning tomorrow about why we have reason to believe that maybe, we can't know the day or hour, but maybe in our own time. Until then, remember, you can trust the Bible.